morning check-in. Yeah, let's do our scale. Like, how are we feeling? Where are we at? Oh, man. I have a question. Who remembers our memory verse? Does anyone remember it? Oh, we have some. Okay, right here. Yeah, can you come up and say it? You think you got it? Okay. Does anyone think they got it? It's okay. We can practice it together. You think you got it? Yeah? Okay, come here. Come on, give him a round of applause. All right. Stand up here. Tell everyone.
Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10.
Yeah, you got it, man. All right. Well, before we move on, I think we need to do our song. So everyone up on your feet. Remember our friend T-Sizzle, he'll say it first, and then we respond as loud as we can, right? Okay, so stand up. All right, here we go.
So do not fear, for I am with you.
Do not fear, for I am with you.
Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Isaiah 41:10. All right. Nicely done, guys. You guys can have a seat. All right. So today in our Big God Story, we are going to learn about how God chose a new king. Okay. So for a while, last night we talked about how Joshua led the people into the promised land, and for a while, they had these things called judges. But when there were judges, they got stuck in kind of this cycle. I have a picture of it up on the screen, okay? They kind of got stuck in this cycle, okay? So they'd have a judge for a while, and they'd do what was right. That's the bright green one right up there, okay? While the judge was alive, while the judge was ruling, things were good. But as time went on, the Israelites they stopped obeying God. They stopped following God, and they were sinning and not following his ways. Well, because of that, then some of the other nations that were around them would begin to oppress Israel. That would cause problems for them. And, I mean, nobody likes that, right? So when that would happen, Israel would be like, okay, sorry. Okay, we're sorry. We won't. We'll start following you again. It's okay. And we need your help, God. We need your help. Your way is better than our way. And God was like, okay. So he'd send a judge to deliver Israel so they wouldn't be oppressed anymore. And they'd be faithful for a while. But then the cycle would start all over again. And it would just keep going and going and going. And the Israelites, they looked at all these other nations that lived around them. And they were like, all these other people, they all have kings for their nations. They all have kings. Why can't we have a king? I mean, if they all have a king who's in charge of them, why can't we have a king that's in charge of them, right? Have you ever tried this with your parents? Right? No one's ever been like, but Mom, all my friends get to stay up late on school night watching TV. Why can't I do that? No one's ever done that? No. And then, but Dad, all my other friends can play this video game. Why can't I play this video game? No, you guys would never, right? But everybody else is going to Six Flags. I want to go to Six Flags. Why can't we go to Six Flags? No one's ever done that, right? No, parents are like, maybe, right? That's kind of how it was. They were like, everyone else has a king. Why can't we have a king? Okay, so God heard them. He heard them crying. He heard them complaining. And God decided that they could have a king. But God was going to be the person who picked the king. He wanted a king who would do a good job. And God was able to tell which people were going to do a good job because he knows us better than anyone else. He knows us inside and out. So it wasn't always the oldest person or the strongest person or the tallest person, because those things don't really always matter to God. God looks at our hearts. And he knew what was important was what was on the inside, whether or not their heart was going to follow him and obey him, because that problem with that cycle is that the Israelites kept not obeying what God told them to do. God looks at our hearts, and he knows each and every one of us. So before we hear our story today, before we go any further, let's pray together, okay? Jesus, thank you for your story. Lord, thank you that you know us better than anyone else. God, we pray that we would understand more about who you are. Lord, that we would just grow in our love for you and our obedience to you here this morning in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
All right, so there was a guy, his name was Samuel. And Samuel was a prophet. Who can tell me what a prophet is? What's a way to describe a prophet? Right here. Okay, yes, someone who tells the people of Israel about God. They're kind of like God's messenger to the people, okay? And he was there, Samuel was there, when Israel had their first king, Saul, okay? But Saul followed God for a little while, but then he started to disobey God. And so God was like, all right, we're done. No longer, you're not going to be king anymore. And so God was like, okay, we got to pick a king whose heart is following me, whose heart is pure, and who's going to follow me, okay? This is what God wanted more than anything, was someone who would follow him. And so Samuel, he was kind of sad that Saul didn't do that anymore and that he wasn't going to be the king any longer. But don't worry, God had a plan. So he told Samuel to fill a horn with oil, or in my case, a spray bottle with water. It's kind of working. There we go, okay? All right, and he was going to lead him to find a new king. So in Bible times, kings were anointed with pouring expensive oil on top of their heads, and this was a way to show everyone that this was important, this was special, and so that's what Samuel was going to do. But Samuel was a little afraid that the old king, Saul, was going to be mad if he found out he was searching for a new king. But God told him that it's okay. And he was with him, and he told Samuel to take a sacrifice to Bethlehem. Wait, who's heard of Bethlehem before? Something important happens in Bethlehem, right? What is it? Oh, wait, what? That's right. Jesus is born, the greatest king there ever was and ever will be. But at this point, Jesus isn't born yet, so we're going to hear about the first king that came from Bethlehem, okay? So Samuel arrived at Bethlehem, and he found Jesse and asked him and his sons to worship God by giving a sacrifice and an offering to God. So I have Jesse with me today, right? Jesse, come on up. Everyone give Jesse a round of applause, okay? Jesse's got a big family. He's actually got seven sons, so we need seven campers to come up here and help be our family. So go ahead, Jesse, go ahead and grab your seven sons to help us out, and then you're going to line up right here on the floor. Yep, so one, okay. Actually, you can step up on stage. Go ahead. Okay, so we got one. Where else? Okay. Just stand up in a straight line right here. Okay. Good, good. Okay. All right. All right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. There she is. All right. Okay. So these are all your sons? Yes. Okay. All right. So Samuel looked at Jesse and his seven sons, okay? And he was like, all right, this is a good-looking group of people. Surely one of these people is going to be our next king, right? Yeah, you have faith, right? That is going to be one of them, right? We got seven options here in front of us, okay? And so Samuel got there, and the Bible tells us that when they arrived, he saw the oldest and was like, oh, this has to be it. Eliab, man, this has got to be it. But remember, God's looking at their heart. He's not looking for the oldest or the tallest or the strongest. He's looking at the heart. And so God actually tells Samuel, we have a verse up on the screen, okay? This is what God tells Samuel before he picks the king. He tells him, do not consider how handsome or how tall he is. I have not chosen him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outside of the person, but the Lord looks at what is in the heart. So Samuel starts going down the line, and he's like, all right, God, is this our next king? Is it? No. Okay. All right. Maybe the second oldest, right? Maybe the second oldest. Okay. All right, God, is this our next king? Nope. Not that either. Okay. All right. Third in line, right? This has got to be it. This has got to be it. So Samuel's like, all right, God. All right. It's looking good. This is the next king, right? I'm ready. No. Okay. All right. It's okay. We still got four more. There's plenty of options here, okay? All right. Okay. This is our next king, right? No, I got a feeling. I got a good feeling about this one, right? Okay, we're over halfway through. That's okay. We still got three really good options. Three really, really great options here. Okay. All right. This is our king, right? This is it.
Yeah. No.
No. Nope. No. Okay. Two more. We can do this, right? We got this, right? So one of these is going to work out, right? Right? Okay. Whew. Okay. All right, Lord. I'm ready. He's ready. Is this our next king?
No.
It's not our next king. Okay. We've got one left. Okay. All right, Lord, we're running out of options here. Is this our king of Israel?
No.
Wait a minute. These are all of your sons? Every single one of them? You forgot about, wait, what? There's this small, young, the youngest, yeah. Yeah, see? Yeah, what? Let's just be sure. It's probably not him, but yeah, let's just be sure. Let's go check for one more, right? Okay, we've got one more option left. One more option, all right? Let's ask the Lord, is this Israel's next king?
Yeah!
All right, okay, you guys can go have a seat. Thank you, guys. All right. Thank you guys for helping me out with this story. But that's really how it went. I mean, not exactly, but really. So Jesse, Samuel comes, this prophet, this messenger of God, right? And Samuel says, Jesse, I want you to line up all your sons, every single one of them, because the Lord has told me that the king is going to come from your house. And Jesse didn't even bother bringing David to the lineup. That's how sure Jesse was like, no way is it going to be my youngest son. No way. We're just going to leave him out with the sheep. He's going to keep doing his chores because there's no way. We're going to let the seven oldest stand before the prophet. But the Bible tells us that Jesse sent for his son. He brought him in, and he looked healthy, fine appearance. And the Lord said, get up and anoint him because this is the one. And so Samuel got the animal horn that was filled with oil, and he anointed David in front of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully on David. David was the one that God had chosen. God knew that David's heart would always try to love and serve him the best that he could. And from that day on, David was filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to grow into a man of God. David was the youngest of all his brothers. He was not the one that anyone would choose, not even his own father, but God looked at his heart, and he knew, yeah, David would mess up sometimes, but David would always try to love and obey him first. And God looks at our hearts too. It doesn't really matter if we're the very, very best at school. It doesn't matter if we're like the absolute worst athlete, like you guys saw how I played dodgeball last night, okay? Yeah, it's not good. Let me tell you, it's bad, okay? What matters to God is our hearts and that we love him and we want to follow him. And what is amazing is that when we accept Jesus as the gift of salvation, God gives us the Holy Spirit that helps us follow him. It's not something we have to do all by ourselves. We have the Holy Spirit to help us turn our hearts towards him and show us how to walk the way that God wants us to, how to live the way God wants us to. So, as we wrap up here, for the next few minutes, we are going to sing and we are going to ask God to be the king of our own hearts, that he would help us be people who follow him and obey him just like David. So let's do that now. You guys can stand to your feet, and I will come up and close us here in a minute.